For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you got for us on the draft coming up, Matt? What do you want to talk about before we end up here?
Well, let's each give like three players that we love as fits okay. for the Bills. And that can be on day one. That can be on day two. That can be on day three, whatever it is. You know, we didn't really talk about this beforehand. We just said, hey, let's give a couple names. I have done so much stuff on the we're getting ready for a draft special. You know, you'd have different conversations. Jordan Reed, ESPN, Field Yates, ESPN, different people at the combine. So I feel like I've got a pretty good baseline of knowledge on certain players who I think would be really strong picks for the Bills. So you want to go first? You want me to go first? It doesn't matter either way to me.
I'll go first. The okay. guy that I the position I think they're most likely to address, and the guy I would love to be there, but I just don't think if he will be that I'd love him because I think he'd be a great fit for the Bills is Derek Harmon. The defensive tackle from Oregon. He's close to 6'5", 313 pounds. He's not super big, but he's not undersized either. I think he's got that the right kind of body you want there, and he's not going to be the necessary penetrator, but he does have. He did have 5 sacks last year, but this is a guy that can anchor. He can do a lot of things. He can be a real flexible piece for you there that can be that true kind of run stuffer that can also add a little bit more as well. I think he's got a really good game.
Did you see the report today? I forgot who had it. Brian Brodus. He is with, I want to make sure this is right. He's in Green Bay. So I think he's on the radio in Green Bay. And he did something about how Derek Harmon, he has heard, could slip because of medical concerns a little bit. Now, that would be a very interesting, because Derek Harmon, I think right now the Bills don't have a chance of getting him if they stay at 30. But if there's a little bit of a medical concern,
don't these things happen all the time around draft week?
Every time, every year, yeah. It feels like we're talking about somebody with medical concern that doesn't end up being a significant concern. So who knows if they actually slip? Okay. So then I'll stick on the defensive line. It feels like the more attainable guy, if you stay at 30 or make a minor trade back, is Tyleek Williams from Ohio State. I think that this is a name Bills fans should know about just because he has a skill set that I think would be a strong fit with what the Bills already have on their roster. And I also think he's just a player who's attainable because of where he is expected to be drafted. Now, I will say, from a lot of the stuff that I've read and a lot of the conversations I've had, don't be surprised if he sneaks his way into the first round. Like, I don't think it's out of this world that the Bills could draft him at pick 30. I think ideally they would make a minor move back and try and still get him. But Tyleek Williams is a name I think a lot of Bills fans need to keep on the back burner because I think he could make a lot of sense for the Bills. I'm pretty sure he visited with the team, and I think he is a name that we should keep our eyes on.
Okay. I'll go – what, you want to go second then?
Yeah, sure. I'll go second. Okay. I alluded to it earlier, but it's funny. I asked both Field Yates and Jordan Reed from ESPN a similar question. I was like, give me a guy who just makes a ton of sense for the Bills, and they both said Trey Amos. They're like, listen, the skill set, the type of player he is, the production, the size, every single thing kind of checks the box of what the Bills are looking for. So this is a cornerback from Ole Miss. He only spent 1 year at Ole Miss, and you know he was a productive player before then, but really started to shine once he got there. I think that this is – he's a long corner, but he's athletic. He checks a lot of the boxes. If the Bills draft a cornerback late first round, early second round, that is the name I think it will be. I think the first wave will go. The first wave is guys like Jahdae Barron will be gone. Like Travis Hunter will obviously be gone. Like those players will be gone. But if they stick around, I think he fits more what they want to do than a player like Max Harrison. Just from a skill set standpoint, a size standpoint, they like long corners who can tackle and can play zone. And Trey Amos does that.
All right, I'm going to stay with that theme, and I'm going to say Darian Porter of Iowa State. I think he does all of this as well. He's actually taller than Trey Amos, 6'3", 195, right?
He's huge.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that I think you know would be perfect for this. He's got all these traits that I love. He reminds me a lot of – you've seen the comparison of Tariq Woolen, and I thought the Bills would love Tariq Woolen when he came out. They didn't draft him. I loved him. I thought that would be a perfect fit. So to me, this is a guy where – you know, he would fit right there. So I don't know if I have another guy here.
And,
but
he's a day two player, Darian Porter, which I think fits what we're talking about for the Bills. So I like that. All right, I've got one more. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You go ahead.
It's so hard for me not saying a wide receiver because I am so on board with the wide receivers. I'm gonna go with safety Xavier Watts from Notre Dame. And it's not even just because of the position he plays. Like a lot of people will hear this and they're going to be like, Matt, why would the Bills draft another safety in the second round? They just drafted Cole Bishop. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you need two guys to build around for the future. And I have no issue if they think Xavier Watts is a ball hawk. He's a playmaker. Like he's not like the best athlete, but still a good athlete who I think would bring some real juice to that secondary and I think could get on the field right away. Like, I think you would feel really excited about the possibility of a Xavier Watts-Cole Bishop combination moving forward as kind of like the safeties for years to come if they develop into what you think they're going to develop. But I could see the Bills really liking the Xavier Watts skill set from Notre Dame.
All right, well, I'll stick with wide receiver. Say Ty Felton from Maryland, 4.37, a close to 40-inch vertical. You know, you're getting the speed and you're getting a catch radius and other ways to go about it too. But I think they really want a fast receiver. I think that's a guy that I think would fit for the Bills that I'd really like and think that you could put him in and he could contribute in year one.
Yeah, the other names that I'll say a couple wide receivers, even though I'm cheating a little bit. So... Savion Williams from TCU is a really interesting player. Do you know much about him? He's more of like a day two / early day three pick. So this dude is 6'4", ran a 4.48. He is used as their wildcat quarterback running back at TCU. He can throw the ball like 75 yards. He could be immediately a red zone weapon of like, hey, you want to not have Josh Allen do every sort of quarterback sneak possible? Stick this dude in the wildcat and like let him work. But he's also got the frame of somebody who could stretch the size of somebody who could be utilized in a lot of different ways. He's not like the most pure route runner. Other like strictly speed guys that a lot of people have tied to the Bills. I mean, if they're sticking on day three or day two would probably be like Jalen Royals from Utah State. He's just an absolute burner. Tez Johnson from Oregon is like a fun day three pick. He doesn't have the biggest frame, but he can absolutely move. The other name that I'm very interested in is what happens with Isaiah Bond, because Isaiah Bond was somebody who had a visit with the Bills, who has serious speed. You know, the rumblings were, hey, he could beat Xavier Worthy's 40 time. He didn't really even sniff it. He didn't have a great 40. But then there was the stuff where I don't even know, because I don't think he was charged. He turned himself in. So like that doesn't scream Bills at all. So I wonder if he's just even on their board anymore. But you wonder if he's available like on day three or something like that, if a team would jump up and take the risk.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.